Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/JustinBoydCountry. This is GLT.
One of the highlights of the past year in business was the wild swings of the stock market. There were some big swings up, but a whole lot of little swings down. And 2016 is certainly starting out that way. Edgar Norton, professor of finance at Illinois State University, is here to help us figure out what this should mean for someone investing in the market. Edgar, should someone pay closer attention to a down market than one that's on the rise if they're investing?
It's interesting. People do tend to pay attention when the market's going up, and they get their 401k statements or their IRA statements, and they open them up and see how rich they're getting in the rising markets.
Everybody likes good news, I guess.
That's right. And when the market's going down, as it did, and for example, in January of this month, you get your month-end statement, people tend to tuck that away in the top drawer somewhere. They don't want to take a peek at it. They obviously hear the news. They might have some concern, but like the monkeys with hear no evil, see no evil, and so, you know, they don't want to see the bad news with their retirement accounts.
One piece of advice is to dollar cost average your contributions. What does this mean?
Yeah, you may already be doing it if you have a retirement plan at work. You have so much taken out of your every paycheck, maybe $100 every pay period or 3% of your paycheck. And so whether the market's up or down, you're putting money in the market. What's great about that is it takes out the emotion. When the market's going up, we get a little bit too happy and let's pile money into the market, which is probably the wrong time to be heavily investing. And when the market's down, we get scared. We want to take money out of the market, stick it in a bank CD somewhere. And that's precisely the time we should be buying stocks. When you know, the old adage is you have to buy low and sell high. But human behavior is many times the opposite. We get too happy and we buy when prices are high, and then we panic and sell when prices are low. And so dollar cost averaging, put a little bit away every month, whether it's a 401k paycheck deduction, or you can even do that with an IRA. Your IRA mutual fund company can take, you know, you tell them how much, so much money out of your checking account or savings account every month. And so the money's invested, whether the market's up or down, and you can sleep easy at night.
So you're applying metrics to the situation and maybe taking the emotion out a little bit.
Indeed.
What about stop losses? They aren't generally something to consider in a long-term situation. Why should you worry about them in a down market?
Well, if you're investing in individual stocks or an investment vehicle called an ETF, an exchange-traded fund, they trade on the stock exchanges. And if you're able to buy low and sell high, once you find out how to do that, please let me know as well.
Right.
You may buy at a price, and the price goes up for that stock or for that ETF, and you want to protect some of your profits because, as you know, the market does go up and down. And so you can put in what's called a stop loss order. For example, maybe you bought a stock at a price of $50 a share, and it goes up over time to $60 a share. So you have a $10 capital gain or a $10 profit. And so what you can do is put in a stop loss order, let's say at $55. So if the market does go down, if the stock price does go down to $55, the stock will be sold, and you'll be out of that position, but you'll have retained some of your profits. The fear, of course, is if the stock keeps on going down, your profits will be wiped out.
Yeah, so you're cutting your losses, basically, right?
Indeed, but a caveat about that. Some stop-loss orders have gotten some bad publicity, and in fact, some of the exchanges are changing the rules about stop-loss orders. The reason is the stock markets sometimes are rather volatile, or something happens with the technology and you have a flash crash situation where the prices just drop precipitously in a few minutes, and people who have stop-loss orders can get burned because the stock price goes down and the stop-loss order is executed. You sell your stock, and then 2 minutes later, bingo, the stock price is back up again. And so, boy, I wish I held onto my stock, but the stop-loss order may just sell your stock.
People should always, I guess, save more money, but it seems to me like that's harder to do in a situation where you open your mail and you see that you're losing money. It's harder to save when you're losing, right? But you should do that.
Well, your ability to save depends upon the income and the budget that you're facing right now. Again, the emotion is I open up my 401k statement or my IRA and I see, whoa, it went down 10% last month in the stock market. That's not too good. Why throw good money after bad? But over time, go back over 80, 100 years, there are these market cycles where the market does go down and go up again. And so if the market's down, I have this perverse kind of joy that, hey, this is a good time to invest.
A down market certainly affects asset allocation. How so, and what can be done about it?
A down market or even an up market can affect asset allocation in that respect, in that, for example, if bonds are holding steady and stocks go down, chances are your portfolio is now overweighted in bonds and underweighted in stocks. Given your risk tolerance, you might want to have a 50-50 mix of stocks and bonds in your portfolio. Well, if stocks take a dive, you're going to have more bonds and less stocks. And so it may be time, again, as strange as it might sound, to sell some of the bonds and reinvest when prices are low in bonds to bring your allocation back up to 50-50. It works the other way as well. If stocks go way up, again, your portfolio will be out of balance. You'll have more money in stocks than perhaps you want. It may be time to sell some of those stocks and buy bonds and bring your allocation back to where your risk tolerance says it should be.
Last year, we did an entire series on portfolio rebalancing. It sounds like you're to be credited because that's something that's in order right now, isn't it? Rebalance that portfolio to adjust for these losses that you're getting.
It's something you should do, you know, as you're looking at those statements to indeed, over time, see what's happening to your percentages and your different investments and reallocate.
We also did a couple of reports late last year on the Fed's decision to hike interest rates for the first time in several years. What does a down market mean for this plan for the Feds? Are they still going to be slowly increasing these rates through the year?
I think the Fed's decisions will be driven mainly by what they see with happening, what's happening with inflation, and more importantly, what's happening in the economy. If the economy still shows signs of slow, sluggish growth, I think they may talk about it some more, but I think over time in 2016, we'll see them bite the bullet and raise interest rates. But that might just be a 60-40 proposition. There's concerns out there with how a rising U.S. dollar might affect U.S. exports, and higher interest rates in the U.S. will make the dollar stronger and therefore hurt our ability to sell goods overseas. And so that'll hurt companies that like Caterpillar, for example, that have a large overseas sales component.
So it's a little bit harder to figure. You can't just say just because things are going on the stock market, this is going to impact the Fed one way or the other.
It might be, one of 15 things that the Fed is looking at, and they're looking at other major issues than the stock market.
And if the fall of 2008, when the market crashed, wasn't the time to cash out, then now certainly is. And in fact, you could argue, as you said earlier, that this is really the time to spend more money on stocks than it is to be selling them.
Well, if you haven't yet made your 2015 IRA contribution, it may be a good time to invest. Again, I can't predict if the market's going to go up or down tomorrow or next month, but it's a better time to invest now with lower prices than it was a few months ago.
Edgar Norton is professor of finance at Illinois State University. Edgar, as always, thanks. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, Willis.
I'm Willis Kern.